It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer Kent. The Green Bay Packers training camp starts this week, and it happens to be the first time in franchise history that training camp opens on the same day as the Packers' annual shareholders meeting.
And one fan is about as excited as they get. Who better to talk about the Packers' past, present, and future than Mean Gene, the dancing machine?
Eugene Mean Gene Greening is a lifelong Green Bay Packers superfan and unofficial mascot of the Clubhouse Live fan podcast. He's been following the green and gold since the legendary days of champion quarterback Bart Starr and head coach Vince Lombardi.
And last year, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame immortalized Mean Gene with his own bobblehead. I talked to him last week. Gene, thanks for joining us.
Glad to do it.
You've been a fan of the Green Bay Packers for a long time now, Gene. What is your first memory of the Green Bay Packers?
My real first memory, when it really stuck with me that I was going to be a Green Bay Packer fan, is that last play of the game, and I believe that was 1960 in the championship game with the Eagles, and Jimmy Taylor catching the ball, running with it for probably 3 yards, and linebacker, I know his name so well, but forgot it. He tackled Jimmy Taylor. He held him down in the mud and told him, "Now, Jimmy, you can get up because the game is over." But the Packers put out such a courageous fight, and Vince Lombardi says this will never happen again, and it didn't. but that's when I realized, because I grew up on a farm, and we didn't really have Packers, maybe baseball, but not Packers, just 30 miles away, but that was far then. I can't remember if I even saw that game on the TV or if I listened to it on the radio, but that was just, we should have won that game, and like some others, we didn't do it.
Sure. Now, Gene, people may picture nowadays they're watching the game on their big flat screen color TV. Can you talk about what it was like on the farm when you did get to see the TV? What was that experience like?
We had the antenna on top of the house, of course, and especially in Milwaukee, if it was in Milwaukee, there'd have so much interference. It totally looked snow on the black and white TV, and you had a hard time seeing who had the ball. I was a trucker all my life, so I listened to lots of games where I was on the road, and many times you weren't able to get a station where you had good reception, and then you're trying to tell by the crowd hollering who had the ball.
Now, you've been watching the Packers a long time. How has the team, how has the franchise changed over the years as you've been watching as a fan?
Well, the franchise has really changed, of course, where we have the free agency. I don't remember that we had free agency for sure, and we didn't have all this money coming in, and I'm not thinking of the name that we call it, that they share with the teams, salary cap. And of course, the players were not leaving teams like they do now because of the free agency. And I remember for sure, I'm so saddened that I can't think of his name. I'm pretty sure he was a center for the Packers with Vince Lombardi. And this is the kind of thing that took place with Vince Lombardi. And at that time, the player came in. He's in the Hall of Fame. And I believe he's in the National Football Hall of Fame, this player. And he came in and he wanted to get more money. And Vince didn't take long. He said, just a minute. And he left the room. And he came back and said, you're now a Philadelphia Eagle. And the best ending of it all is that, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, whatever, Vince went and got him back. He finished his career with the Green Bay Packers. I'm sure he did.
That wasn't Jim Ringo, was it?
That was Jim Ringo.
Jim Ringo, okay. That's a yes. Great story.
Oh, that's how it was. Wish I had met Jim Ringo. Wish I had met Ray Nitschke. Never got to meet them two guys, a few other guys too. But
now, Gene, I got to ask, you seem like a real nice guy. Where did the name Mean Gene come from?
It began with Green Bay Packers football town. Coca-Cola Football Town USA was a contest that they did in Green Bay before they played. I'm pretty sure it was the Dolphins on a Monday night. So my nephew came over. I was outside, told me that this contest is going up at Green Bay and I should go up there and I could win it. And I said, well, what are you talking about? And he knew that I worked with him and his dad on doing tree work. And Gene would always have these cheers that he dreamed up. And I just did it just for fun. And so, I come in and I told my wife about this. And she says, do it. And so it's a story as to how she also was at the game, but not necessarily sitting with me. But she went up there. We were in line. We had to wait. They give us the microphone, and you had to do your cheer, whatever you did. Well, if you're going to give me a microphone and have me do something like this, I thought I should have a name. So I gave myself the name. I did the cheer, and the truth of it is you also, one of the gifts of the cheer was you'd get to go on Green Bay Field that night and get announced as the winner. Well, soon after my cheer, they said, we want these people we call off to come back here and do it again. So they did. I wasn't one of them. And I walked up by the stadium. Here's, I'm going to go in the stadium. This girl taps me on the shoulder and says, you're supposed to be back there doing your cheer again. I said, ma'am, the judges didn't pick me as a winner. I'm not in it. She said, you were the best. I said, well, judges are judges. So later on, at Christmas time, here I get this call from the Post Crescent newspaper. We got a press release saying you're the winner of this Coca-Cola contest. And they want to come and do interviews. The newspaper came and did an interview with me. I absolutely couldn't believe it. So because I had won this contest and they're coming out to do an interview, well, I had a big piece of cardboard from a refrigerator I bought in my garage. So I decided to go out there and lay that on the floor and take red paint and put on there, the Vikings suck. So that's part of my stage. See, I set that up. I put rope between two trees and tied it out there in the front. I had a teddy bear that I used to take the Lambo and drag around when we'd play the Bears. And we had so much fun with that bear. Everybody would kick him around and holler. And, oh, yeah, great fun. And then I had the lions, I had some of the stuff that they put inside teddy bears, toy teddy bears and what have you. And I had that in my pocket. I said, this is lion guts. and then I found some old grease And I had that in a like a laundry soap ripped open container, and then I call Sapp. Remember Warren Sapp?
Warren Sapp for the Buccaneers, yeah, when they were in the division.
Yeah, right. So I had all our competitors covered, and we did the interview with them guys, and so anyway, all the ones Clubhouse Live come along. And the first, wouldn't you know, I was driving school bus, and I wouldn't usually get off to be at the show. I wanted to be there 2-3 years ahead. Well, when Jimmy Taylor was coming to the show, and being there in person and going to have his book, no matter what, Gene was coming to the show, and that was my first show with Clubhouse Live. Yep.
Talking to you, Gene. Mean Gene Greening, lifelong Packers fan. Gene, here comes training camp for the Packers. What are your hopes for the team this year?
Getting to training camp. It's just going to be a lot of fun this year. We're going to win a lot of games. Love. I had full confidence and love from the very start. Naturally, we didn't know. Well, we still don't know, of course, how good Love is going to be. We didn't know that about Aaron Rodgers. I remember when Brett Favre was playing, and many fans were wondering, because Brett had problems at times with interceptions and losing games. And some fans can't handle that. They didn't go through the 70s. Yeah, and so they wanted to see Aaron Rodgers. And I used to make the comment, Roy Rodgers could just sit on a bench until we bring in the horse.
You make a really good point. You've been a fan of the Packers, win or lose. Maybe newer fans are only used to the winning time. What is it about the Packers that makes that made you stick with them, even in those lean times?
Well, it was because of the playing of Bart Starr and how he protected the ball and found ways, and of course our running backs with Paul Hording and Jimmy Taylor, the whole rest of the team. We just had such a team back then, and then no, we didn't have it. Then it went away because these guys got old. Vince Lombardi went to Washington. And that was a big, bad hurt in my heart to have him do that. And then I didn't even realize it until many years later that Curly Lambeau, with the Packers a couple of times, left us, went and coached the Chicago Bears.
I know.
Oh, pain, Ooh. Agony, despair. But that all happened. But anyhow, things how the Packers played with all that heart, and you know, these money things that we have now weren't in the game, and it, the heart of the team, and the fact that we had a team that was right here from Green Bay, the only team that was not owned by an owner, but the stock was privately. That's why I was a Green Bay Packers fan.
And I got to ask before I let you go, Gene, I've never had a bobblehead made of me. What is that like to get a bobblehead? And it's you.
Well, it's unbelievable how much I've seen other bobbleheads of players there, how they made it look so much like me. Incredible. And it truly does. And then to have people buy the bobblehead. I have two of my doctors that had me sign the bobblehead. Yes, my regular primary doctor and my dermatologist both bought bobbleheads. Who has doctors like that?
Gene, it's been great talking to you. Enjoy the season.
We will. I could talk for hours, you know. But so good that you cared about calling me, and go Pack, go.
Eugene. Mean Gene Greening is a lifelong Green Bay Packers super fan and unofficial mascot of the Clubhouse Live Fan Podcast. Do you have high hopes for the Packers season this year? Make your predictions. Let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. And do you have a bobblehead of you? I don't. Let me know if you do. Love to see it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.